Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Aditi Kinkabwala. Hello, Aditi.
Good morning, my friend.
It's wonderful to speak to you. Now, I talked to you a bit yesterday. You were hearing Emmanuel Ogba. You were hearing Kevin Zeitler. You were hearing first-round picks. Is it confirmed to you that there were serious conversations between the Cleveland Browns and the New York Giants on a trade?
I wouldn't feel confident describing them as serious. I think this is the time of year where there are lots and lots and lots of conversations.
What is the chance? Give me a percent out of 100. What's the percent chance that this trade between the Browns and Giants for Odell Beckham Jr. goes down?
Didn't you ask me this yesterday? And I said I really had absolutely no clue.
We weren't on the radio.
We'll continue to ask you.
Yeah. I'll ask you until you give me a number. Where we weren't on the radio then. There was no one listening into that conversation.
Well, I feel like you're... I mean, nothing is impossible, right? But I don't... I mean...
All right, Kevin Garnett.
Is it 20%? Maybe?
20%? Wait,
that's
wait,
it?
Wait a minute. I had Bull and Fox going nuts for 5 hours yesterday, Aditi. You're telling
saying
me it's...
it's a done deal?
No, they didn't say that, but they said it was getting close. And you're giving me 20%?
You know, it's funny because I was texting with Bull yesterday, too. I think that... Okay, let's say this. John Dorsey is not afraid to be aggressive. He is not afraid to make bold moves. This is clearly a team that feels it's on the precipice of doing something significant, not just having a winning season, but making the playoffs, making a run of some kind. He's not going to be afraid to go out and do something like that. The question here is, are the Giants really moving on from him? And I did run, so I had been told that Zeitler and Ogba and another player had been packaged together for, had been packaged together for, or had been offered for Beckham. I ran that by a longtime member of the Giants organization who laughed and said there's not a chance and that would make the Giants a laughing stock. So take that for
So wait, another player, Aditi Kinkabwala with us on the show. I'm sorry. But another player, but no pick?
Not the way that it was said to me.
Wow. What would be the other player?
But I mean, you think that Odell Beckham is worth a first-round pick
yes.
plus two quality players? I mean, an all-pro guard and a Pro Bowl guard and a
I felt that
fairly
was,
young, good pass rusher?
Aditi, I felt like that would be probably the price. That's why it was an arguable thing about whether or not people would do it.
Why do you think that Odell is worth so much more than Antonio?
And Antonio Brown?
Correct.
He's younger.
And that's it.
He can make. He's not as consistent, but he can make big plays. But yeah, he's younger. He's 26.
Okay, so it's a 4-year age difference.
That's a big difference.
Do you know what's happening right now? I'm trying to talk to you, and I have a 3-year-old. Can I have a cookie?
Well,
he knows how to con me.
Well, just,
he knows.
Normally, that's what what happens in our room right here. So, Aditi Kinkabwala,
you just mean canned cookies, and goes away.
Sometimes cookies, sometimes ice cream, chocolate milk.
Okay, I'm right here. You don't need to make a bunch of fat jokes right here.
I'm gonna tear down all the walls here.
Fat jokes.
Kombucha.
It's not only fat people who eat cookies, by the way. Okay.
Many cookies as I do, it's only fat people, Aditi.
All right, I want to ask you, Aditi, join us on the hotline. We were talking a lot about tail the tape between Antonio Brown yesterday and Odell Beckham Jr., and I bring up in the past, not that those two aren't both incredible talents, all-time wide receiver talents, and they instantly make your offense better. But I always talk about the other side of talent, especially wide receivers. Do you think there's any risk in either of these guys considering what has been reported in the past about maybe what type of teammates they are?
100%. I think there is risk. But now, here's where this is not totally fair. I don't know Odell Beckham that well. I know a lot of what I've heard. I know what I've been told by people who've worked with him, by members of that organization who've been around him. And I know Antonio really well, but I would 100% take a chance on Antonio Brown. I was asked this, in fact, by two assistant GMs last week. Pulled me aside, asked my opinion, asked if I would sign him, asked me to break down what I felt the issues of the year were. And I'll tell you this, nobody that I have ever been around has worked harder than Antonio Brown. Everything that he is a product of his hard work. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. You better believe that chip is massive right now. And I think the situation in Pittsburgh has just gone beyond toxic for him. And if you understand what you're getting in him, if you understand what he needs, because he is emotionally needy in some ways, if you're able to harness that, you're getting a great player. Because remember, Antonio Brown has not been a problem of this scale up until this year. Every receiver has a little bit of diva in him. Every single one.
Well,
really,
I'm going to get back to Odell in a second. I want to go to Antonio Brown. What do you think would be the price? Because you said it could happen by Friday. That's tomorrow. So what would be the price right now? Then I got to follow.
Well, so here's what I was told, is that the Steelers have said, give your best and final offer by Friday a.m. This is a team that's clearly ready to move on and get moving from this conversation and this story. I know that, my expectation is they want a one or at the worst a high two, meaning, you're one of the first two picks in the second round, first three picks in the second round. I think that they definitely believe that he is a talent that is worth that. And the issues that I keep hearing, the holdup, is not what is the price of him, or is also not worry about his personality and all this nonsense, but rather this idea that he's expecting a new contract, that Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, has told him that they will get a new deal in place with a new team. And I think that's a little bit more worrisome to suitors than the idea of anything that happened this past year.
So,
although there was a lot of nonsense that happened this past year, not just team stuff. Throwing of the furniture and the driving 100 miles per hour, that all is just a little ridiculous.
So say the Browns,
a little ridiculous, very ridiculous.
So say the Browns came in and made the best offer, they would still say no because it's the Browns?
I just don't see that happening. It's funny because I was asked that yesterday. Can you imagine the Steelers giving arguably their best player to a division rival to face the guy twice a year?
But the best price is the best price, isn't it?
And to play with Baker Mayfield, who's Baker and AB would go off for 300 yards every single time they saw the Steelers. I just feel like that's their personality. That's what they would do.
So, but what I'm saying is, if it's the best price, and say it was a blow-you-away type of deal, it's like a first-rounder and a second-rounder, whatever, they wouldn't do it just because it's the Cleveland Browns.
Would you do it?
Be hard for me to
say. I don't think
yes.
You can do that in
I
the
hold
division.
Grudges.
Right? It just feels like you're setting yourself up for it's already, everybody in the division recognizes what the Cleveland Browns are right now and recognizes how this is not an easy out anymore. This isn't even an out anymore. This is arguably an unbelievably tough opponent for several years to come, at least. Now you're going to get an unbelievable weapon, arguably one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. So you're that guy twice a year? GM Kevin Colbert just said last week that ideally he's going to an NFC team, a team that they never have to face.
All right, Aditi Kikabwala, join us. Aditi, I want to ask you, because we've been talking about the demise of the Steelers a lot lately, and then part of me is like hesitating, saying, do we really think the Steelers are going to be some easy team to beat next year? Like they're all of a sudden going to be bad? What is the thought there in Pittsburgh? And I know you talk to people in that organization. Do they think there's any way they'll be better than they've been recently?
They have to think that, right? How do you lose arguably one of the best running backs in the game and arguably one of the best wide receivers in the game and don't do everything possible to keep them, other than you think you could be better without them?
See, that is fascinating. To be better without Le'Veon Bell and without Antonio Brown, how that could be addition by subtraction.
But that's essentially what Mike Tomlin said at his season-ending press conference. At some point, someone doesn't become worth it in some way, the distraction, the hassle. And you had players at the end of the year, guys like Jesse James. He's one of the quietest, under-the-radar players in that locker room. Very nice young man, and he's just like, we were like the Kardashians. He said there were too many distractions. And when players are saying, this is 2 years in a row now that the Steelers have on, you know, locker cleanout day, essentially talked about the distractions, talked about how they've been a reality show, talked about the nonsense. You know, 2 years ago when they lost in the first round of the playoffs to the Jaguars when they were upset in that game, you had Le'Veon Bell the night before talking about a rematch. You had Mike Mitchell screaming into the locker room. You had Mike Tomlin himself a few weeks prior talking about the AFC Championship game when they couldn't even get out of a home playoff game. So this has been a theme for a couple years now. But I don't, again, like, the big question with the Steelers is, do they have any interest in solving that or fixing that? If you heard President Art Rooney at the end of the season, he disagreed. He called it nonsense to call his team a circus. He disagreed with that. And Colbert just last week said the same thing. He said he disagrees with the perception that there's drama around his team.
You can disagree with it all you want.
If you don't see it being a problem.
No, you can disagree with it all you want. I'm saying to them, it's absolutely a circus. What doesn't that fall on Ben Roethlisberger? He's the quarterback. He's the leader, right?
He's the unquestioned leader, according to Kevin Colbert. And he said there are 52 kids underneath him. And that's what's so interesting here, too, because you have a lot of veteran players on the market, guys like Eric Weddle, Thomas Davis, guys who maybe are not the same player that they were 5 years ago, but bring so many intangibles to a locker room that is completely missing, other than, according to Kevin Colbert and Ben Roethlisberger, from that locker room right now. And sometimes you bring in a guy on a veteran minimum or a small contract, and he's not necessarily the guy that you expect to always make the big play, but he's the one that teaches your young guys how they go about their business, how they are supposed to study, what it means to be a professional. He's the one that calls people to task when necessary. He's the quiet guy that, you know, he's the sage in the locker room. The Steelers don't have that guy. They don't have that person. And yet, every conversation that I have with anyone in the Steelers organization right now about potential free agents, no, age is going to get him. No, we don't sign 30-plus free agents. We don't go after guys that are over 30. I mean, again, but they don't think this is a problem. So, Ken, you and I could sit here and say, wow, there's been so much drama, and wow, they're a mess, and wow, it's a circus. But they don't think it's a problem. So I guess we're wrong, and they're right. And the three playoff games they've won in the last 7 years prove that we don't know what we're talking about, right?
Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show. So in closing, it's a 20% chance that the Browns get Odell Beckham Jr.
I pull that number out of. I don't.
You're very specific, though.
Here's what I'll say. I don't know Dave Gettleman well enough, right? Just because Dave Gettleman says something doesn't mean that I'm taking it to the bank and that I'm believing it. And when I say that, he did say we didn't sign him to that big contract just to trade him. But on the other hand, sometimes you get a lot for a trade, right? You trade somebody and there's enough value, and sometimes someone's just not a right fit. It's the same way we're talking about Antonio Brown. Maybe Odell Beckham needs a fresh start. Maybe he's a better fit someplace else. Maybe, again, it's an addition by subtraction thing. Maybe he's become a little bit of a distraction there to what they're trying to do.
So keeping Eli Manning, that's addition still?
It is unbelievable to me. It really, really, really is.
Hey.
Because this is, I mean, how many excuses do you make? You say that, okay, well, he didn't have a line. Okay, well, he didn't have a run game. Okay, well, he didn't have this. He didn't have that. And at some point, it's sad. It's sad to me because he's a great, great, great teammate. He's a great leader. He clearly is a great big game quarterback. I don't know.
Hey.
I hope that, Ken, when we get old and tired and just lose our fastball and we haven't figured out another way to deal with it, I hope you and I can both ride off into the sunset.
Hey, real quick. Where's Tyrod Taylor going to end up this year?
Going to go ahead and leave the room?
Lima can't ask that question. I can.
And what, did you end up liking him at least as a human being?
You know what? I did. Lima's never in the
honestly, Didi, he kind of disappeared. They said he was a good teammate, and then that was pretty much it because you're not really interviewing the backup quarterback the rest of the year.
Well, that's why he was a good teammate. I thought he was a good teammate. Yes, Aditi, I agree.
Well, so at least there's that. That counts for something.
Fine. Go give your kid a cookie. I'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you later.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network. Find her on Twitter, @AKinkabwala.
Boy, she wanted to throw water, the wet blanket all over on that deal.
Aditi on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll be posting that up very soon. 92.3 The Fan, Dangerous1.com, the dangerous one, in just about 20 minutes. Boy, that didn't sound very hopeful all of a sudden, did it?
No, not at all.
I don't think they'd be mad at John Dorsey. I think they'd be a little bit upset with some other folks. You think they'd be mad at the players and telling them to shut up?
Bull and Fox are going to have to play that audio, and their fans are going to be really upset.
All right. Well, that's a nice matzo ball hanging out there, and we'll talk about that when we come back. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lime on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.